joining us now to break that down and analyze why. Forensic criminologist, former police detective, and now still a police practices expert and the author of The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement, The War on Police. It's our good friend, Dr. Ron Martinelli. Dr. Ron, good to talk to you again, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for spending some time, Dr. Ron, because as I mentioned in my intro here, I talked about this at some length yesterday. I don't have a whole lot of answers as to why. I am just lamenting the facts as they are. Given that this is kind of your line of work, I thought you might be able to kind of shine a light on this rash of police killings that we have seen here at the start of 2018.
Sure, you know, and obviously as a researcher, I have to unfortunately deal with this issue every single day, Bob. And I can tell you some days it's just overwhelming. And since I sent you the statistics yesterday afternoon, last night we had three more officers shot in Detroit.
Yeah.
Thank God.
They're going to live. They're going to live, thank God.
Right.
But that doesn't change the issue here, right?
I mean,
people are just opening fire on cops.
Exactly. And, you know, and thank you for plugging the book at The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police. You know, I discussed this thoroughly in the book and predicted that this year and from years to come, unless these issues are dealt with, we're going to continue to have the same statistics. And so just for the listeners, statistically, we are at the same level that we were at last year in 2017, where we saw the greatest rise in police killings, a 56% increase over the 2016 year, the greatest rise that we had seen since the early 70s, and then before that, not since 1933. Okay, this is absolutely incredible. What is even more incredible for this year is that the firearms-related deaths of police officers are up 120% over last year. And I don't even have the statistics yet on the amount of officers shot but not killed in the line of duty. I would just speculate, based on what I'm seeing out there, maybe 200% increase. Absolutely phenomenal.
Dr. Ron, you know, you said you predicted this, and I know you did because I read your book, and that this is going to continue. One of the reasons I believe that people put their trust in President Trump when he was still candidate Trump was because of this war on cops, as you labeled it and entitled your book, because they knew that the last president, in fact, had waged a war on cops by proxy, by using those dog whistle calls, by supporting Black Lives Matter, which chanted about wanting dead cops and so on and so forth. We said, President Trump, please bring back respect, then candidate Trump, bring back respect for law enforcement, because this needs to stop. How does it stop? He is doing his best by word of mouth. He is indeed encouraging people to show support for police officers, but I don't know what anybody can do, even at a federal level, to try to stop the tide against officers that was started with Barack Obama's rhetoric.
Well, you know, as a criminologist, I will tell you a few things. First of all, thank God that we have President Trump in office, because he is a cheerleader for law enforcement, and we haven't had one, as you know, for the last 9 years. That being said, the entire Black Lives Matter movement is a driving force for the disrespect of police, and they are absolutely aided by the mainstream media. Now, I've seen the media tone down the false narrative rhetoric that I'd seen in the last couple of years. However, they don't do anything to support the police. Now they just merely report, you know, that the police officers are down or police officers are wounded. The communities where we get these recidivists, and if you look at the profiles of these offenders, it is an extremely rare occasion where we find an offender with no past criminal history of violence. We have people that are recidivist, violent offenders, and we have violent offenders that also have mental health histories. And as long as the rhetoric out there continues to be towards disenfranchising law enforcement from their own communities, and until we replace what I call the fourth column, and that is these very weak law enforcement administrators who fail to support their troops and act more politically instead of showing genuine leadership with their troops. These problems are going to increase. Okay, they're not even going to stay the same rate. They're going to increase.
We're talking with forensic criminologist Dr. Ron Martinelli. He is, again, a former police detective. He is a police investigator, a forensic criminologist, obviously, is somebody who would host a radio show called A Threat of Evidence, something you can hear on podcast on America Out Loud online, AmericaOutLoud.com. Dr. Ron, what are cops going to do? This is the law of unintended consequences, because of the culture that has been created, because of the, you know, disrespect for law enforcement and the uniform that so many have been taught to have because of recent events, and they're taking more shots at cops. Isn't this going to have the unintended consequence of cops having even itchier trigger fingers, regardless of who is on the other end who the suspect is? They're going to want to save their lives. And we keep seeing people pulling guns on cops. The moment a hand goes into a pocket when a cop isn't expecting it, what is he going to do but justifiably protect himself?
Well, Bob, you've raised an excellent probative question there. It is going to make cops far more concerned about their officer safety, and we want to make sure that there are no accidents. And what the public has to keep in mind is that if you get pulled over by the police, even if you disagree with the police officer's decision to pull you over, to detain you, whatever, you still are required to comply with everything they say. Look, the street is not the venue for the argument. A court of law is that venue. That being said, you would have to be absolutely stupid and out of your mind to believe that you wouldn't get a deadly force response if you pulled out a gun on an officer, or you were holding a gun and the officer told you to drop that gun and you did anything other than comply, because officers cannot take a chance in the millisecond it would take a person to raise that gun up and shoot at an officer. They just can't take that chance, and the courts agree with them. So what I see, and again, I talked about this in my book, every single occasion, well, let me not say, let's say that 99.9% of the occasions where officers have fired on the public, there has been resistance involved, including armed resistance. And that has to stop. Okay, and that starts with parents, and that starts with adults, you know, stopping this resistance movement against police and complying.
Dr. Ron Martinelli is the author of The Black Lives Matter Movement and the War, The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement, and the War on Police. He is a forensic criminologist. Dr. Ron, hang on with me for just a moment. I got to get a quick check of our traffic. I want to come back and talk a little bit more about this culture of war on cops that has been fostered by so many on the far left, and it is costing more officers their lives. A 120% increase in fatal police shootings in the first 6 weeks of this year over last year in the same time period. Something needs to be done. We'll continue right after this on AM 1420.